Whenever you're ready, Commissioner, or Chairman.
And I guess we'll bring to order the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for today, Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. We'll start with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young.
Present.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis.
Present.
Commissioner Tyson Garten. Commissioner Jeannie Greger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Main.
Present.
First item up is the consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carries. And then first up under public hearings, we have tabled from January 24th, 2023, case numbers 22-04-ZC. 22-09-S and 22-29-DR, design review for Aster Grove subdivision. And staff has requested that this item be tabled to a date certain of February 28th, 2023, pending Ada County Highway District comments.
Good evening. For the record, Jessica Reed, Associate Planner, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. The applicants have received the ACHD's draft staff report and responded with comments. So we are in business and should be. This is not. Scratch that from the record. My apologies. I'm just going to sit in my corner.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we table case number 22-04-ZC, 22-09-S, and 22-29-DR design review for Aster Grove subdivision to a date certain of February 28th, 2023.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Then next up we have case numbers 21-06-SUP and 21-20-design review for Meridian Mega Storage.
I can feel how hot my cheeks are.
It's the Valentine's glow.
Sure, we'll call it that. Not embarrassment. Absolutely not. Okay. Good evening, commissioners. For the record, for real this time, Associate Planner Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. So first, some history on the original special use permit and design review application for Meridian Mega Storage. The application was originally submitted in August of 2021 with the storage facility, associated office, and three flex space buildings. It was after the agency transmittal had been dispersed that staff became aware that at some point in the past, the future mid-mile collector, known as East Aristocrat, had been realigned to the quarter mile. A request was then made to ACHD to realign Aristocrat to the true mid-mile, and CUNA supported this request. As a result of this realignment, the original site plan for Meridian Mega Storage was affected and a redesign was required. After much discussion with ACHD, ITD, and Brighton, the neighbor who is developing immediately north of the subject site, a mid-mile layout was proposed and accepted by the affected agencies. And the applicant has also entered into a collaborative development agreement for the future road construction with Brighton. And based on this, the application was released to reconvene the application and hearing process. Therefore, the applicant requests special use permit and design review approval for an indoor-outdoor self and RV storage facility, storage facility office with caretaker living quarters, two flex space buildings, associated parking lot, and landscaping. The proposed metal flex space buildings total 40,000 square feet combined and will offer up to 25 users a small office space and warehouse bay. The proposed approximately 10-acre storage facility will offer indoor self-storage and RV storage, covered RV storage, and open-air RV storage. The facility will be keypad controlled with the security entrance immediately adjacent to this two-story office. Regular business operations will be carried out on the first floor of the office, while the second floor offers an approximately 1,564 square foot living quarters. Having an on-site caretaker is surprisingly a first for CUNA, but definitely not the first of its kind in general. The overall project is proposed to be phased, with phase one developing half of the proposed storage spaces along with the temporary office. This phase is intended to utilize the southwest driveway, which originally served a single family home that has since been demolished. Upon review, ITD made comment this access was not permitted. However, based on ingress egress limitations due to the future mid-mile collector construction, the applicant's development team proposed a few temporary solutions. Though at this moment a solution has not been formally agreed upon, Nikki Banyaklef of ITD is discussing those options proposed with her supervisor and will have a determination by the end of this week. Should the southwest driveway be permitted to be used for phase one access, staff notes that this will be temporary. Once the mid-mile is constructed, access will be closed with the required landscape buffer, and primary site ingress egress will be taken directly from East Aristocrat where approved by ACHD. Staff also notes special circumstance surrounding development of the subject site. As city water, sewer, and irrigation lines have yet to reach the area, this site will be developed with a private septic system and well. A design review conditions acceptance agreement is part of this application and addresses the requirements of site development as determined by the city engineer. This lack of current services also creates special circumstance for fire suppression. As a temporary solution until services are available, on-site water holding tanks and associated pump will be provided in order for the applicable fire district to provide fire suppression capability. Of course, this system will be reviewed by the fire district and is required to be constructed to their standards. Upon overall review and my most long-winded presentation to date, the applicant's request generally meets CUNA City Code Title 5 and 6 and the comprehensive plan. Should the commission approve the request, staff recommends the applicant be subject to the conditions as outlined in Section 9 of the staff report, as well as any conditions the decision-making body may impose. And with that, I will answer any questions you may have.
Are there any questions for Jessica at this time?
It might be in here and I didn't see it. Once the mid-mile is completed, will there be stoplights at that mid-mile?
Stoplights are not intended at this time for that, but of course, as things develop, it could be possible by ITD.
Okay.
Then have the applicant please come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, Matthew Sanchi, ZGA Architects. I'm the architect on the project. 300 East Mallard Drive, Boise, Idaho. Thank you for the time for letting us present and hearing the project. And thank you very much for summing up the last 2.5 years of my professional career so succinctly. This has been a long haul for everybody. The client is really enthused to move forward. They've hit some roadblocks, you know, a unique site, a unique condition, the mid-mile collector relocation. But they want to present to you a reasonable project. They came to CUNA. They spoke with everybody very early on. It was highly enthusiastic project. We added the flex spaces as a request of the city to accommodate a need you have for this office warehouse type of situation, this flexibility, while providing the intended space that they wanted, RV stored, which he sees a major need for. They've been, you know, patiently working through this, ACHD, ITD, the jurisdictions, rural fire, all the unique conditions, and we're very close now to finding an agreement to make this all happen for everybody. The project does provide those flex spaces, does provide the RV storage, and we are providing a level of fire protection to accommodate the lack of utilities at that location at this time, and we'll connect to those later in the day. The one thing through the project is you have in front of you, we've been trying to accommodate cost benefit to the client, the appeal and functionality for the city of CUNA, and we want to go down some of the requirements that have been set forth and are discuss our position and what the requirements may or may not be based on what we have. I don't know how much time everybody's had to review on this. We would like to consider, there are several comments throughout, most of which are very amenable to us. We understand, you know, development and what is needed. I had not gotten a chance to reach out to the trash folks to confirm, but we think we have a solution for the trash enclosures, and we're going to work through that to meet their four-unit need, most likely based on that we can increase our enclosures by 2 feet and have double capacity. One of the conditions we wanted to maybe have you consider as an alternative is this is mostly a metal building. We've gone to great lengths to provide an aesthetic look while still building what we are. It's a very utilitarian space, although we know it presents to the major thoroughfare into the town. What we want to do is just maybe see if we can have consideration on the concealed fasteners, as it's not very advantageous for this particular type of construction, but the product line we're selecting is color matched to the product, so that the black, the gray, the red will all have a color match. We're not looking at putting, you know, studs all over our buildings. You know, we don't want jewelry, but we understand, you know, at a, you know, 50,000 feet, you guys have standards set, and we'd like to, for that consideration, that, you know, a metal building with concealed fasteners cost, but pleasing to the eye. So we'd like you to consider that in on our position. The next element would be fencing on the property. We did present the fence as a color-matched, material-matched product to the buildings, to the flex spaces, and to the storage areas. This is a solid fence on the west and north sides. The planners have requested that the east and south sides also be solid fenced. We understand the reasoning on the east side due to the residential facing. Although it is rural residential, we'd have hoped for some consideration. We will concede that eventually that is going to be developed. The southern fence line, we would actually consider that our use of CMU retaining wall and chain link with a privacy slat be considered, as it is butting the existing, Lineman's College. And that portion of the property that, as the retaining wall recedes down to meet the grade, is actually in their yard where their trucks and parking lot and utility poles sit. We don't feel there's a much of a conflict between the two sites that the cost and aesthetic nature of a full concealed fence is needed. I apologize, I did not refer to the sections. For the trash enclosures, that's 9.13. For the fasteners, we're looking at section 7. That is actually the client. If you don't mind, he would like to listen in, if that's okay with you guys.
Yes.
Jason? Okay, I'm presenting currently, so I'm going to put you on speakerphone and mute, and just so you can hear the presentation. Excuse me. Thank you for the patience there. Jason Papich, our developer, is on the line now. He wanted to be able to attend, but he's out of state currently, and we just want him to hear where we're at. As far as the section that I'm referring to, we were talking about fasteners. That is section 7.29.11, which, you know, fits into the code, but we would ask for that consideration. The fence along the south section is under section 7.4, 9.41, at 9.42, and we would like the consideration with the similar use of the projects and site that might be a consideration that you would allow us in this approval. The final review question is the one that we would most like to have your consideration on, and that is the parking allocation for the 40,000 square feet of project separated from the self-storage, as you know, that is pretty much a large parking area. We do have 5 spaces for the office, including accessible. The flex spaces, we've accommodated a total of 77 parking spaces, 53 of which are front-facing, and 24 of which are parallel parking behind the building for use of the tenants, and things such as vans, utility trailers, trucks. When we made the analysis prior to the meeting and the analysis, this project We made an assumption of one-third office and two-thirds utility space for those units. And in that calculation, we found that 33 spaces would have been adequate. And knowing that, you know, we have customers, we have overflow, we would want to accommodate more. This was considering that the flex space itself would be partial office, and the staff would then use the storage area. We do know that there's a consideration that the project is, excuse me, a consideration that the project needs to accommodate for those warehouse spaces, and we are willing to try to find a happy medium. With the current project, we have 77 spaces available, and we want to find a way with you to accommodate the right number of parking without having to stretch to 133 spaces, as although the letter of the law and the intent of the law may differ in where we're standing, with a 1 to 300 square foot analysis of something like a business office or a retail space, we're concerned that doesn't meet our building layout. And at 40,000 square feet, where only about a third of it is truly occupied space, we want to see if you would consider some alternative. We have multiple options we can work with you, and we want to come to the right solution. I think those are our concerns and conditions that we'd like to, you know, have your review and comment on. And otherwise, we're very excited to move forward with the project.
Okay. Are there any questions for the applicant at this time?
No, not at this time for me.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll go ahead and open up the public testimony at 6:17. And I don't see anybody signed in to testify on this application. Just want to make sure, is there anybody here that wanted to testify on this application and did not sign in? Then, seeing none, we'll close the public testimony at 6:18, and then that'll bring up our discussion.
Well, I guess I'll jump in and say I think overall the project looks good. I think it's definitely fits a need. You know, I like the flex office kind of out front, so, you know, the storage just isn't fronted, kind of is tucked behind. But I don't really particularly see any major things or issues that I've got. I think it's kind of developed pretty well. I guess with the conditions, I'm trying to think what the parking allowance we made for the buildings over on Best Bath, because I don't remember them having a ton of parking either, and they're kind of the same flex use space. It seems like 133 parking stalls there is kind of a little bit much.
For the record, yes. Jessica Reed. That is a good comment, Commissioner. That was based on the catch-all we have in parking code. That's what we had available. One space per every 300 square feet. Am I permitted, Ms. Kelsey, to look up a past minutes to see if there was a special accommodation? If you want me to reference that past one or...
Well, I'm just trying to remember offhand because I don't remember that many parking places over there at those facilities, and they seem to be working fine. So I don't know if we've got a way that we can look up what our parking allotment was at one of those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, maybe it can be a condition that they work with the city to see what we accommodated that site, because I think it's appropriate to kind of look at that one, and so we're consistent within the city, and yet I don't know if we need that many parking places for this facility. So.
For the record, Doug Hansen, Kuna Planning and Zoning Director. Staff would be amenable to work with the applicant, especially since we don't know what specific users are going in these spaces. That could actually drastically change what is actually required for parking. So, yeah, that's a condition. We're okay with that.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. You get to deal with the fence. I don't remember the fencing that we've got at the other storage facilities, like over by Crimson Point.
Well, I think the difference is there's chain link out there in the industrial area, but that's in an industrial area. It's not a...
The one by Crimson Point, though?
Oh,
that's not the industrial area.
I'm thinking the ones over in the industrial park. The storage units? Mm-hmm. I think it was a solid fence with some small breaks in it.
The CMU wall with wrought iron sections.
Okay.
But I think that was just on the street facing along, what is that, Deer? It's not Deer Flat, but Deer Flat.
Yeah, something.
10 Mile. Streets. I don't know that it's the same on the adjacent parcel fencing. But to me, given the, at least my opinion, given the adjacent use being the school-ish, I mean, it's a university or a college, but it's not a, but that's just an opinion. I don't know anybody else's thoughts on.
Personally, I don't really see an issue with putting the chain link and slats on the south fence, since it's adjacent to the Lineman's College, and I think they're running their truck training program out there. So I wouldn't have any issue with that.
Yeah.
I don't either on that south side.
Yeah, and the exposed fasteners on this project. I guess if I'm driving by at 60 miles an hour, I don't know how much I'm going to see of a fastener that matches the.
Do we have elevations of the building?
Yeah. Yeah. Right, here. They're on page 74. I mean, as far as the elevations go, I don't mind them. I think, given the color breaks and the break in the roof, it helps mitigate the overall length of the structure. Breaks it up somewhat, and I think given those color breaks, the fasteners will help be disguised, for lack of a better word.
The only problem I see with the fasteners is the installers don't always hit something behind the panels. So then you end up with holes in the panels or extra fasteners. So, and given the fact that we've got horizontal, we've got vertical, we've got different sizes, I'm not quite sure how fasteners would actually work on all those different applications. Would there be a way to use concealed panels on the west elevation of the building?
I would have to speak with the installer to see. It would be a different product line. We could then defer potential color match to the rest of the product. So it might be a bit of an ask. We would prefer, and it does behoove the installer and the client to make sure the installation is clean and not holes and multiple fasteners to be installed in a cleanly manner, even if they are exposed, would be our first go-to to appease that comment. And they will be attached to the purlins and the framing in a common pattern that's structurally sound, so it will have a bit of a rhythm to it, even if they are seen. But the product line we've got specified and colors selected are non-concealed situation. So I don't have the answer to that otherwise.
Okay. So we continue to think about that. Are there any other thoughts or concerns on, I guess, either on the site itself or
No, I agree that we should probably work with the developer to come up with a number of parking spaces somewhere between what we're requiring and what they're proposing.
Yeah. And looking at the lighting plan and that it looks like all the light fixtures help maintain all the light on on site as much as is required. Actually, may I ask if so that we can get you on the record? I'm sorry. I should have said that last time.
No, that's completely understandable. I didn't want to presume. With the parking concern and the lighting concern, we want to not produce light pollution, of course. The other thought that we did have is this is inherently a vehicle storage facility. So if there is a concern of parking, there's an allocation of parking already inherent in the project that, a business, and I've seen this in other projects, a business that's working out of these flex spaces needs more room, they need more material storage, they need a vehicle storage area. It's literally their backyard, so there's some, I hope, something there to be thought about and help the concerns.
Yeah, good point.
Thank you. Yeah, as far as the site layout, I think given the parcel and the approaches and what may come in the future to the east, I think that the site works pretty good for the amount of fill that may have to happen. But
yeah, that's true. No, I think the building, the elevations at least are, like you said, the colors are broken up well. I think it'll be a good frontage. I mean, I don't personally mind the non-concealed fasteners. I think they'll put it together well enough. And if they're color matched, then my eyesight lately, I don't think I'll see them. So, and it's up to them to be able to hit the right holes, or they're going to have waterproofing issues. So.
Another question for the applicant. What type of roofing system are you looking at on this?
This will be an integrated metal system, so it's a complete metal building system on the main structures and same on the storage units. It's not corrugated metal by any means. It's a color-coded, anodized system, and it'll be a similar ribbed material to the main building.
But it will be a concealed fastener system on the roof.
I would need to check that, to be honest. But we can verify that. It would make sense because of leakage.
So I guess I'd be okay with fasteners on the vertical faces, but it needs to be a concealed system on the roofing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be the owner to do that as well. So, any other thoughts or concerns or comments?
No, overall, I think, like I said, I think it's been well thought out. They've spent a lot of time, obviously, looking at different things.
Yeah, I think it'll fit in well next to the Lineman College out there. So,
okay, so to reiterate on things, we'll have them work with the city on the parking to come up with a solution, an amicable solution, concealed fasteners on the roof. And then the fencing, are we okay with their proposal with the way it is? Okay. Was there another one I was missing?
Those were the three I wrote
trash
down.
Trash enclosures.
Oh. And they said they probably had a solution, so just let them work with J&M on that.
Yep.
Okay.
Vice Chair, if I may. Just so we can have it clear for the record, I'm speaking from a clerk of the meeting standpoint here. The conditions to modify or update would be 9.1.1. To reference that it shall have color match fasteners. 9.1.2, that they shall work with staff to determine the appropriate number of additional parking spaces.
Okay.
9.1.3, they shall work with J&M Sanitation to meet trash enclosure requirement as determined. And 9.4.1, shall install corrugated metal fencing on east of storage facility, and that chain link with privacy slats is approved as an alternative material for the south of the storage facility.
Do I have to repeat all that?
Can I just reference that? Or do I have to restate that as well? Officially.
Probably be good to have it all in the motion.
I don't have enough paper to take notes.
It's a small sticky.
I know. Okay, so Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 21-06-SUP21-20-DR for Meridian Mega Storage with the conditions as outlined in the staff report, with the modifications to modify and update 9.1.1, that the applicant shall have color matched fasteners and concealed fasteners on the roofing system. 9.1.2 shall work with staff to determine appropriate number of additional parking places. 9.1.3 shall work with J&M sanitation to meet trash enclosure requirements. And 9.4.1 shall install corrugated metal fencing on east of storage facility, and additional condition of chain link with privacy slats on the south of this facility.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries. All right. Thank you. Look forward to watching the progress.
Yes, us too. Thank you.
Then get back to my spot here. Next up on the agenda, we have case numbers 22-02-CPF, 22-05-ZC, 22-06-SUP, and 22-27-DR, design review for Recreation Subdivision and Robinson Ranch RV Storage.
Are you sick of me yet? Notice how I plan these all on the same day. Hello again, commissioners. For the record, Associate Planner Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. The applicant's request to subdivide 415 North Locust Grove into two parcels and to rezone the west parcel to the C3 service commercial zone. Based on approval of the combo plat and rezone, the applicants request special use permit and design review approval to develop an RV storage facility. As the commission has seen in the project packet, the subject site offers a unique overall shape, has a recorded access easement to an otherwise landlocked parcel to the west, and is also the location of one of CUNA's original homesteads. The combo plat request provides the ability to create a two-parcel subdivision with an R2 low-density residential parcel, which will maintain the applicant's modern home and the original homestead residence while utilizing the second parcel and its unique attribute to its highest and best use as an RV storage facility set back behind from a major, or excuse me, a collector road. The storage facility proposes an approximately 432 square foot office with restroom and break room, which will be served by a private septic system, as well as approximately 7 acres of outdoor RV storage. The east parcel will remain as is, besides the ACHD and CUNA City Code required improvements. A new driveway will be constructed along the site's southern boundary, which will serve as a new access to the existing homes, the storage facility, all while maintaining the access easement to their neighbor's property. The existing residential driveway, approximately 127 feet south of the northern property line, will be closed per ACHD requirement. The applicants have also requested alternative compliance based on this original CUNA homestead. After receipt of the ACHD staff report, the applicants approached them with a request to reduce the amount of additional right-of-way from the northeast property line moving south just past the original homestead. This request was made as to preserve the two evergreens planted when the parcel was homesteaded, as well as to preserve the landscaping that had been upgraded within the last years and the original homestead house itself. The applicants were referred back to staff to discuss this request. Based upon review of the site's special instance and additional information gathered from the Idaho State Historical Society, staff is in support of the request. Therefore, the applicant will install an additional 7 feet of pavement to the southbound lane of Locust Grove, a 3-foot gravel shoulder, and 8-foot sidewalk within the existing 30 feet of right-of-way for approximately 200 feet moving southward from the CUNA Canal. The right-of-way will then increase to the 39 feet requested by ACHD, as well as all the full landscape buffer required by the CUNA City Code. Upon review, staff finds the application to be in compliance with CUNA City Code Title 5 and 6, Idaho Code 67-65, and Comprehensive Plan. Should the commission approve the applicant's request, staff recommends they be subject to the conditions of approval listed in Section 9 of the report. And thank you, and I will answer any questions.
I don't have any.
I have one. Looking through, I don't see anything shown or listed for any site lighting. Is there any proposed lighting on site, or is it
darker? Check.
Natural lighting. It's eco-friendly. Come on, Jim, that was funny. I'm stalling while she's looking.
I did see comments in the neighborhood meeting that addressed lighting. But I don't see anything on the plan.
So, go
ahead, Doug. Chairman Young, are you specifically referring to the frontage along Locust Grove or the storage facility itself?
The storage facility.
Okay.
I'm looking for these 200 and something pages. Bear with me.
Yeah, I do see what Commissioner Main is talking about. They discuss possible angle, just angled down lighting or motion sensed.
I like the idea of motion sensed in that area just because of the
location. That's a fantastic catch. Thank you very much. I'm sure the applicants are willing to comment on that.
Okay. I will ask shortly.
I'm sure Jeff's willing to put a light on the front. Okay. You're good. Do you have any more questions for me?
I don't at this time. So let me follow this and then, yeah, have the applicant come forward and just state your name and address for the record, please.
Jeff Robinson, 415 North Locust Grove, Cuna, Idaho, 83634. And about the lighting, we are going to have lighting for all the way down the driveway out in front on the Locust Grove on the corner of each driveway, and then we're going to have on timers because we've been talking to our neighbors about it. They're worried about it always lit up out there, so we're going to do solar lights with a motion detector with cameras on every light pole out there, spread apart wherever our electrician suggests for the lighting that we're going to use. And I haven't got that far yet on that. So,
okay.
I have actually an electrician working on it as we speak right now, but he hasn't gotten it back to us yet. I was hoping it'd be done before this, but we're a little late. Not very professional about it, but I'm there.
Okay.
We can always just condition it meets city code.
Yeah. But we were always planning on putting it out there, and I don't know why the architect, I guess not enough information went back and forth with him or with us, but we're going to have definitely lighting out there. And like I said, we've been talking to all the neighbors over there, and they're just worried about lights on all night long, and they'd like to have them at least dimmed and then go on when motion comes. So we're working with them with that.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. All
right. Is there anything else you'd like to add to what Jessica said? Well,
no, nothing. No, nope. Except adding.
Yeah. Valerie Robinson, 415 North Locust Grove Road. So the only other thing that Jessica mentioned was the variance at the front and really preserving those trees and that farmstead. We put that fence right up against that old farmstead. It just tears down such part of history of Cuna, and it's not something we want. Daryl Robertson, you know, the guy that owns the dairy farm, he stopped by that house when we were remodeling it, and he actually played there as a boy. So, and it just has history to Cuna, and we just want to preserve that. So, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Are there any, just before I, are there any other questions for the applicant before I?
No, I don't.
Public. Okay.
One question. Okay. Is there any covered parking out there, or is it all?
Future on that, we'd put them in. If it didn't fill up, we'd definitely put some in on the outsides of it. Have some enclosures and just covered, outdoor covered.
Okay. So my only concern would be the lighting. And
yeah, that's definitely.
I just don't want to see you put 40-foot poles out there and annoy your neighbors.
No, we don't want that either.
Yeah, if we could have something low profile on timers, that would be great.
Yeah, we're thinking about like 16 foot, 20 foot tall facing down on that.
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And then I'll open the public testimony at 6:45. And don't see anybody signed in to testify. So I'm going to go ahead and close it at 6:46. And then that'll bring up our discussion. And, mean, I think the small office building set back that distance from Locust Grove. I think the elevations are appropriate for its use down there. And really my biggest concern is the side lighting. So I think if we could condition, in my opinion, something to say, you know, maintain the dark sky compliant, you know, to meet city code, and with the addition of motion detection to it, I think that would be good. I think the neighbors would appreciate that as well.
I think it's one of the most interesting uses of land that I've seen.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think it's something out of something that would be real difficult otherwise. It's a good solution.
Yeah, it is quite the parcel.
No, so, I like the solution.
So did you come up with this, or did your architect come up with it?
I should make money at this.
Jeez, me too.
Okay. Any of those my thoughts? Any other concerns or comments? Or
is everybody good with keeping the landscaping as is and those conditions and for the frontage as well as alongside? I mean, I think it's a good use.
Yeah,
I think it's. Solved us, got a good solution to that, and I'm for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. And hang on, let me get to it. Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of 22-02-CPF and 22-05-ZC. For the Recreation Subdivision and Robinson Ranch RV storage with the conditions as outlined in the staff report, and the additional condition to work with the city to provide appropriate lighting to comply with city code and the dark sky requirements, as well as putting a motion detector in there to protect the neighbors for lighting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Did you have something design review?
Right.
Read next.
I'm sorry, I was writing and missed the first half. Did you recommend approval for the combo plat and rezone? Mm-hmm. Okay, now approve special use permit and design. Thank you.
Exactly. So, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 22-06-SUP. And 22-27-DR for Recreation Subdivision and Robinson Ranch RV storage with the conditions outlined in the staff report, and with the additional condition for the applicant to work with the city to provide a city code approved lighting solution for the storage area and the approach with the dark skies condition, compliance and motion detectors out in the RV storage.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Sorry, Jim, I kept going.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That was, again, a nice, interesting parcel.
Yeah, it's a great solution.
How to make a commercial.
Hold on, I got to sign stuff.
Oh. Stick it.
You had something that looked like it crossed your mind, did you?
No.
Okay.
It, as fast as it came in, it disappeared. And I guess with that, is there anything from
Mr. Hansen?
Is there anything from staff before we adjourn? Any comment or? I know.
She's got her coat on. She's ready to go.
I figured if we were that far, we'd be okay. No,
Mr. Okay. Chairman, I move we approve or adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
That too.
Yeah.